Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Lamed. We are 12 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, the two dots, Motza Ksus, Menara Echad L'Shloishim Yoy. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunu Batzaru V'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Refuah Shalema for Yeruchim Ben Mina. So we're moving along in Perek Elu Metzios, specifically the Mishnah on the top of the Amid discussed specific mitzios that if somebody finds, the halacha is that from time to time he has to be metapa with it. So ordinarily, if you find a mitzio, you're not supposed to touch it. There's a special leniency that we saw in yesterday's daf that if somebody finds a mitzio where the halacha is sell it and take the money and return that to the bailim in the interim, because of the tircha, Chazal allowed that person to use the money. But the aved itself is off limits, stating that the Torah does mandate that the person be a little bit involved with the mitzvah, simply so that it shouldn't rot, it shouldn't go bad, and it shouldn't lose its value. And the Mishnah discussed different items. If somebody finds a sefer, if somebody finds a ksus, if somebody finds a keli, if the keli is made of kesef, if it's made of nechoshes, if it's made of zav, it's made of zchuches. Either way, the gemaras that we're learning now are in the middle of discussing all these particular halachas. Specifically, the Mishnah said, matzah ksus, if somebody finds a beged, minara echad l'shloishim yom. So once every 30 days, he should shake out the beged. That's good maintenance for a beged. It says the Gemara, l'meimra d'neir ma'ilula. One takeaway for sure from the Mishnah is that it's good from time to time to give your beged a shakl. Freak the Gemara, is that true? Vam Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan said, mishyeshli gardi umam b'toich beisai. If somebody has a professional weaver that lives in his house, yinar ksuse b'chol yoyim, then he should shake his beged every day. Now, what Rabbi Yochanan was saying is what we would refer to as sarcasm, meaning Rabbi Yochanan was saying that it's a bad thing for a person to shake his beged. Why? Because it's going to ruin the beged and you're going to need a weaver. So what he said was, if you have an in-house weaver, beseder, then shake it every day, give it a shuckle, because you'll be able to fix it anyways. But the point is, it's a bad thing. The Mishnah would seem to suggest that it's a good thing. Matzah ksus minare echad l'shloishim yoyim. Rabbi Yochanan said that only if you have a gardi umam b'teich besoy should you be minare yuksus every day. Says the Gemara, Amri, no, it's not true. B'chol yoyim kashilo, to do it every day, that's a bad thing. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, only do it every day if you have this in-house weaver. Echad l'shloishim yoyim, ma'ilila, however, to do it once every 30 days is actually a good thing. Iba yisem, or you could say loy kasha habichad had betray. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about where two people are going to be menaret. If two people are going to be menaret, so that's a little aggressive, and therefore it can cause the beged to rip. That's not a good thing. But if one person does it, that's a good thing. Ibay same, or you could say loy kasha habiyada habichutra. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about where you're going to beat it with a stick. Again, that can get a little intense. That's not a good thing. The Mishnah is talking about where you're doing it with your hand. That is fine. Ibay same, or you could say like kasha habida amra hadabikisna. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a beged that's made of wool. Such a beged is not good to shake it out, as opposed to the Mishnah is talking about a beged that was made of pishtan. If it was made of pishtan, it was made of flax over there already, it's not going to be such a big deal. Either way, so the Gemara just mentioned a statement that was said by Rabbi Yochanan as it relates to what Rashi refers to as derech eretz. So usually Rabbi Yochanan's members in Shas are negeya Torah. But we have here a little bit of an anomaly where Rabbi Yochanan said something that's Nogeya Derech Eretz. Either way, the Gemara is now going to digress a little bit, and the Gemara is going to mention other things that Rabbi Yochanan said in Hilchos Derech Eretz. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kosna de Charshin, V'loi Kasa de Poishin. So if you have two choices, there's two glasses in front of you. One of them has a beverage that was prepared by a mechashef, a sorcerer or sorceress. The other one was prepared by anybody, but the water is poishrin. It's lukewarm water. Which one should you drink? So I think if you ask the man on the street, he's going to say the one that's made by this witch is making me a little bit uncomfortable. Lukewarm coffee. coffee is not the most geschmacka thing in the world, but at the same time, it's fine. We can figure it out. Said Rabbi Yochanan, it's just the opposite. You're better off drinking a kasa de charshin than you are drinking kasa de poishin. So as dangerous as it is to drink this kasa de charshin, it's more dangerous to drink lukewarm beverages. V'lei Amaron says the Gemara, you have to read the fine print, al b'kli matches, only if it was prepared in a metal keli, al b'kli cheres leslamba. If it was prepared in an earthenware keli, you don't have to worry about it. B'kli matches, nami lemar. Even if it was prepared in a metal keli, it's only true, ela d'loitzavitz, if the water did not ever come to a boil. Avol v'tzavas lesson, but if it was boiled, that's not a problem. Additionally, the only time this is going to be an issue is if you didn't put any additional ingredients into it. Avol shada beitzivyo, if no other ingredients, there less lumba, this is not something you have to worry about. Another memra from Rabbi Yochanan in Hilchis Derech Eretz. From Rabbi Yochanan, Mishin Yechlei Oviv Mois Harbe. If somebody yarshened a lot of money from his father, he wakes up in the morning and he says, Hinini Muchun Mzuman, I want to lose my money. What should he do? So this is well known. Yilbash Big Day Pishtan. Number one, he should wear Big Day Pishtan. V'yishtamish Beklis Chuchis, he should use glass kalim, crystal kalim, v'yiskar poyalim, and he should hire workers, v'al yeshev imaim, and he shouldn't sit on top of them. Yilbash b'kli pishton. And the Gemara explains, when Rabbi Yochanan said he should wear kli pishton, he didn't just mean any begotten that are made of pishton, but he meant b'kisna roimisa, he meant Roman flax. V'yishtamish b'kli schuches, when Rabbi Yochanan said you should use kli schuches, what he was referring to was bezugisa chevarta. This was a certain type of white glass, very expensive, very fine. V'yiskar poyalim, v'al yeshev imaim. Rabbi Yochanan said that it would be a good idea, again, if you want to lose your money, to hire workers and not sit with them. Terguma, it was talking not about all workers. I mean, there's certain jobs where you could hire someone, you delegate, you don't have to micromanage him. But he was talking about something specific, and that is Beturi de Nafish Pseidayo. He was talking about the Hebrew whose job it was to sit on top of the Turi of Sharsha Nagach fame, on top of the oxen that worked in the field to make sure that they're going to do their thing. So there's the longest Rashi on the top of the Amid that explains what the job of the Shur was once upon a time. He used to acker. In English, he used to plow. Additionally, there were people that would use oxen to harvest the field as well. And what would happen is these oxen, so these are behemagasis, kamufin, and they would have to somehow be able to navigate the rows of whether it was a kerem or whether it was some other type of vegetable or grain that you were growing. And sometimes if the oxen drives out of its lane a little bit, number one, it can cause damage. Number two, the oxen itself can get damaged. Rashi goes through all this. The point is that that type of job is something that you have to make sure that the employee is really doing his avodah. Thus, if you're going to hire someone like that, that's a good way for a person to lose his money. Either way, this concludes the three Hilchos Derech Eretz that was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. It's interesting that all three of these memories that Rabbi Yochanan said, he said in a roundabout way, in somewhat of a sarcastic way. Rabbi Yochanan said that if somebody has a gardi umen b'teich besa, yenaher ksusay b'chol yoy, which is a way of saying that don't be menar yiksus every day. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you have a choice to drink a kasa de charshin or a kasa de pashrin, you should better drink the kasa de charshin, which again is a roundabout way of saying that the worst thing in the world a person can do in hilchas v'nishmartam oilin av sheseichem is drink lukewarm water. And then finally, Rabbi Yochanan said, if somebody wants to lose his money, nobody wants to lose their money. Sarcasm. If somebody wants to lose his money, these are the three things that you should do. It's a little bit tzarech beer. Why Rabbi Yochanan, who throughout Shas, in Hilchas Torah, speaks very grud, but in Hilchas Derech Eretz, he was speaking a little bit of riddles. But before we go back to just one horror, and that is, Tois asks Akasha, that sounds like in the times of Rabbi Yochanan, you had this Schuches Levana, this Zugisa Chevarta. Yechanan said, if somebody wants to lose his money, one of the things he should do is yishtamish b'kli schuches. Freik toisviz v'amrina b'perik egla rufa. The Gemara says in the end of Masechta Soita, very end of Masechta Soita, the Meshachar Beis HaMikdash batla schuches levana, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was no more schuches levana. Rabbi Yechanan lived post Churban Beis HaMikdash, very much so. And if that's the case, Freik Toisviz, Rabbi Yochanan's talking to you about Schuches Levana. I thought we have a Mefurish and Mishnah that says, Vishchar of Beis HaMikdash, Batla Schuches Levana. Yeshloim HaToisviz says, you have to say, Deloi Batla Legamri Ka'amar, Elo Deloi Shchicha. That when the Mishnah says, Vishchar of Beis HaMikdash, Batla Schuches Levana, it doesn't mean that it was nowhere to be found. It doesn't mean it was completely extinct. What it means is that it was Loi Shchiach. Meaning, once upon a time it was Shchiach, and now it was Batla, in terms of the shchichus shabai, but ein hachinami, it was something that if somebody wanted to find, he was able to find. The Sfarim HaKadoshim take this Tosfos and they mitzayin it to another inyan that we've spoken about a lot over the years, and that is, if you go through the Mishnayos and the Brises that the Gemara brings in, and the Masechta Soita, so it talks about a lot of different things that became bottled during certain points in history, specifically Surka Churban Beis HaMikdash. One of the Brises say, Mishemesu Chagi Scharim Malachi, when Chagi Scharim Malachi left this world, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi Yisrael. Ruach HaKodesh left this world. But they still used to use Basko. So once upon a time there was Ruach HaKodesh, which is a form of Nevuah, but the Nevi'im Achrayim, at that point it was Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi'Yisrael, there was no more Ruach HaKodesh. Pasha, you walk away from this Gemara thinking that after Chag Yischari Malachi there can't be Ruach HaKodesh. The truth is, a little bit of a Chiddush, because we know there were big tzaddikim that lived not so long ago that were Bali Ruach HaKodesh. The famous Tshuva from the Divrei Chaim, where there was a Melamed that once said that the Arachayim HaKodesh didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. Seif Arachayim was written by a Baal Kishrin, but it wasn't written by a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, and the Kila got very upset and they wanted to remove him from his position, and they sent the Shaila to the Divrei Chaim, and the Heilige Sanzeruf said, Avada, you have to remove him from his position. Because anyone that believes that the Archaim HaKudosh wasn't written Ruach HaKodesh, or for that matter, anyone that believes that any Sefer that was Neskabel on the level of the Archaim HaKodesh wasn't written Ruach HaKodesh, he's a Koifer Be'ikr, he's Koifer Be'Toyrus Moshe, it's one of the tenets of Yiddishkeit. He writes a very, very sharp tshuva. So there was Ruach HaKodesh in the times of the Archaim, and of course, even Vanker. So if that's the case, has it shtim with the Slashan HaGemara? Mishemesu Chagi Yischari Malachi Nistalku Ruach HaKodesh. You would think it's an open and shut case. It's a Mefurish HaGemara. So all the Sfarim shtelt to this Tosfos that you see from Tosfos, that Tosfos says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Batlas Chuchas Levana. Yet in the times of Rabbi Yochanan, they still had Schuchas Levana. You have to say that it wasn't Batla Legamri. All it means is that it was Loi Shchicha. And being that all it means is it was Loi Shchicha, so too as it relates to Ruach HaKodesh. It's Taka Loi Shchicha. But at the same time, the Tzadikim, of course, that Abali Ruach HaKodesh, Afilu Bizmanenu, and that's the Tzushel from this Tosfos, it's just one ha'ara, and that is, you know, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Samech Tes Amabes, it's also Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin, it's a well-known Gemara, the, right in the beginning of the Tkufa of the second Beis HaMikdash, when Ezra and the Eli Bavel came to Eretz Yisrael, so they decided that they want to be Mevatel the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. Why? Let's learn from the lessons of the past. Meaning, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Avodah Zarah, Gila Rai, Shvichas Damim, but the Sfarim all say, Be'ikroi Mishum Avodah Zarah. So they felt, let's go now, be Mevatli, Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah. It's like this, we'll be able to hold on to the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara tells the whole story, exactly how they did it. They fasted for 3 days, there was a lot of big Avodahs, Kabbalah Maisi, that was going on. But at the very end, the Gemara says, Nofak, Oso Ki Gurya Denurim Beis Kochei HaKadoshim, that the Tzadikim, this is the Anche Knesset HaGdolah, they saw that there was a lion of fire that emerged from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Amaluhu Navi Yisrael. So the Navi Zechariah told the Yid, and Hainu Yitzhar Avodah Zarah. That is the Yitzhahara of Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, they said, perfect, this is what it is, we have to go chop it. So they went to grab it, and Bahadi the Tafsu Alei, as they went to get it, Ishtamet Binisa Mimazia. There was one here that got away from this lion, the Ramakala, and because it is, the lion gave a yell, and it went, Arba Mea Parsi, Arba Mea Parsi. The Gemara tells the whole story of exactly how it played out. But there was one here of the Yitzra da Avodah Zarah that got away. The Sfarim say that the Gemara says in Masechtis Sukkah daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph that La'asad Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Yitzhahara b'shoichtoi, and he's going to slaughter it b'fnei HaTzadikim u'b'fnei HaRishon. Tzadikim nidma lehem kahar gevaya u'rishon nidma lehem kichot ha'sayra. To say the Sfarim HaKadosh, why is the Yitzhahara La'asad Lavoi to the Rishon at least going to look like ochot ha'sayra? It's because the Yitzhahara is ochot ha'sayra. It's that of the Gemara Masechtas Yuma Daf Samech Tes Amud Beis, and that's why it's going to be Nidmalem Kuchot Asayr. But Al Kaponim, you see one thing in this, and that is that although the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were Mevatel the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, but there was a little bit that got away. The question is why? Why did a little bit get away? But the Teretz, I think, is Pashat. And that is that the Goyen says in his Pirush on Seder Olam that it's not a coincidence that Nevuah became bottled right in the beginning of the Tkufa of the second Beis Hamikdash. Chagi, Schari, Malachi were the leaders, the Manhige Adar, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. And he says it correlates to the fact that the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah became bottle right at that time. Because it's always a Zelu Umazet. There always has to be a Nekudas Abachira. And as long as there was a Koyach in the world of Yetzirah, so to counter that, there had to be a Koyach HaKedusha of Nevuah. And being that in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, the Gemara says in Yuma Samech Tassam Beis, they were Mevatel the Yetzirah Avodah Zarah. So for that reason, you didn't need Nevuah anymore. But it comes out, Be'etzim, that although it's true, they were Mevatel the Yetzirah Avodah Zarah, but there was one Chut HaSayri that got away. If there was one Chut HaSayri that got away, that means it's not Batel Lagamri. That means there has to be a Chut HaSayri still of Nevuah. You know where the Chut HaSayri of Nevuah is? The Chut HaSayri is there because we still have Ruach HaKodesh. The Gemara says, Meshemesu Chagi Tzchari Malachi Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh. The Teretz says, Toises Bava Mesiyah Choftes HaMebeis. It was only Loishchicha, like the Schuchas Levana, but Avada was there because you still have to have that equilibrium. There still has to be that balance. So once upon a time, it was Shchiach Yitzra Davoida Zara, Lu'umazeh, it was Shchiach Nevuah. But once it was no longer Shchiach, at that point, all you have is the Chut HaSayra. So Lu'umaz, the Chut HaSayra of Avoida Zara that we have, Afilu Bizmaneinu, there has to be a Chut HaSayra of Ruach HaKodesh, and that's the Chut HaSayra, that's the Arachayim HaKodesh, and the Hilgich Sam Soif, and the Tzadikim, and the Manhige Adar, that HaKodesh Baruch Hu gives them a special Ruach HaKodesh to be the Eine Yoheda, but I'll call upon him a very, very fascinating Yisoid, tucked away in a Toisviz Dibra Maschel B'schuches Levon. Either way, moving along. So the Mishnah says that although there's an Indian that Mipam Lepam, someone that's a Moitze Aveda, is allowed to and supposed to be Isaac in this Aveda, but at the same time, it's something that you're only allowed to do for the tzayrich of the Aveda, but you're not allowed to do it for your own tzayrich. So if somebody, for example, finds a sefer, so for the tzayrich of the sefer, you open it up once every 30 days, 12 months, but if you're going to do it for your own tzayrich, because you want to learn from it, that's already something that you're not allowed to do. Says the Gemara, if what would be if you did it cipher your tzayrich and cipher the tzayrich of the beged? Is this something that you would be allowed to do, or is that something that you wouldn't be allowed to do? Now, the truth is, if you look at the Dibra Maschel of the Gemara, it's going specifically on Motzak Sus, Minara Echad L'Shloishim Yoim, V'Shoitcha L'Tzarcha Avol Loi L'Chvoidai. So the question of the Gemara is, what would be if you want to do it Sai L'Tzarcha and Sai L'Chvoidai? Could you do that, or could you not do that? Says the Gemara Tashma. I'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah. Shoitcha L'Tzarcha. Sounds like you can spread out the beged for the tzayrich of the beged. It sounds like only if it's only for the tzayrich of the beged. But let's say it's for your tzayrich and the tzayrich of the beged. It sounds like you can't do it. But the Gemara says, "Ema sefer." Take a look at the sefer. You can't do it for your covet. And what does that sound like? To do it for your covet is something you're not allowed to do. But if you want to do it for your covet and for the covet of the beged, then you would be able to do it. In other words, from the Mishnah, this conflicting mashmois. You can't prove anything from the Mishnah. So if you can't prove something from a Mishnah, what's the Gemara's next move? Always, let's see if we can find the Braisa. Toshma, Braisa, lo yishtochena, lo yagabi mitav, lo yagabi mogoy. If somebody finds a beged, so you're not allowed to spread this beged on top of a bed, you're not allowed to spread it on top of a peg, litzorchoy, that's if you're doing it for your tzayrich, avo yishtachenu, agabi mitav, agabi mogoid, but you are allowed to spread on top of a bed or on top of a peg, letzarcha, if you're doing it for the tzayrich of the beged, nizdamnu loy orchim, let's say you have guests, loy yishtachenu, then you can't spread it out, loy agabi mitav, v'loy agabi mogoid, bein letzarcha, and you can't do it if you're doing it for your tzayrich, or if you're doing it for the tzayrich of the beged. So ordinarily, you can spread out the beged for the tzayrich of the beged. That's what the Braisa says, that's what our Mishnah says. For your tzayrich, you can't do it. Says the Braisa, an interesting halacha, that if you have guests, so then you can't do it even for the tzayrich of the beged. The question is, why not? Who cares that I have guests? Oh, the teretz must be, because if I have guests, now, even though I'm doing it for the tzarech of the beged, but it's also going to benefit me, because now my house looks very nice, I have these fancy drapes. Meaning, because it's the tzarech and also the tzarech, it's for that reason, it's an issue. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I think we have a pshitos from this braisa to our question. But the Gemara says, no, shani hasam, it could be the reason you're not allowed to do it, is not because of the fact that it's also for your tzarech. It's because they're guests. Daika, it's because they're guests, and that's where the issue is. What would be the problem if the guests see this ksus that you're watching for somebody else? Number one, the mikla kalila, because we're afraid that they are going to maybe cause it to be damaged. How so? Number one, imishum eino, maybe through ayin hara. Number two, imishum ganavi, or because maybe they're going to steal. But it's because of the sensitivity towards the guest that this is an issue. It's not related to the fact that it's litzar choy and litzar cha. So, to gemara toshma. Again, what's the question? To spread out a bag of litzar cha, you're supposed to do. Litzar cha, you're not allowed to do. What if it's litzar choy and it's litzar cha? Is that going to be okay or is that not going to be okay? So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya from a completely unrelated discussion. And this discussion is a Tosefta that is discussing the laws of Egla Arufa. If you take a look at Tosfos, at least the Girsa that we have, is that it's a Tosefta that's discussing the laws of Para Aduma. As we'll see in a minute, that the laws of Egla Arufa and the laws of Para Aduma, specifically as it relates to this halacha, mirror each other very much. And that is, an Egla Arufa, one of the requirements was, it had to be an animal that never did any work, to the point that there was never an oil, a yoke that was even placed on top of it. Para Aduma had the same exact criteria. So the Gemara now is going to bring a halacha that relates to that inyan. Seems to be a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, whether we're discussing Egla Rufa or whether we're discussing Para Aduma. We'll go with Rashi, but either way, it's really the same thing. Says the Braiso, Hechniso l'Rifka, if somebody took an egel and brought the egel into a Rifka. So a Rifka is a harness, specifically where there were a lot of different animals. So think of a harness, if you could. And now think of a harness where there are a bunch of animals that are merged together. Now, this person took an animal and he put it into the harness with other animals, but the reason that he did it was because he wanted the animal to nurse from its mother. Meaning, the animals were all together in this large harness because they're working in the field. But the mother was one of those animals. This person had the child that he wanted to nurse from the mother. So he said this was a perfect opportunity. It's going to be locked down. It's in this harness. And like this, it's going to be able to nurse. And when it was in the Rifka, it ended up threshing. It ended up doing avoido. The halacha says it's going to be kosher. Meaning it's not considered to be an egel that had an oil on it, that did some sort of work, to the point that right now it's going to be possible like Larufa. If the person put it into the Rifka for the animal to nurse, but also might as well knock off two birds with one stone, let it also do avoid. In that case already, it's going to be possible. So if you put it in, let's get this clear, for it to do work, it's possible. If you did it for it to nurse, it's kosher. If you did it for it to nurse and to do work, it's going to be possible. So the Gemara says, even though it's not the same sugya, not even close, but at the same time, there's a related concept over here that I think we can apply. Because over here, in this second case of the Braisa, where you put it in, that's the equivalent of taking a baguette and using it litzarcha, litzarcha. And what does the Braisa say? Viktani psula. And it says mefurish that it's going to be possible. No, so if it's possible, because at the end of the day, it's also being done for your tzairich, it's also being done for it to work. So too, as it relates to the baguette, if it's litzarcha, litzarcha, it should be a problem. But the Gemara says, shani hasam, it's true. It's a good sushtal, the Gemara says. But over there, there's exeris hakasav. The amakra, it says, asher loy ubad ba. It's in the parasha of Egla Arufa, and we learn from them, Mikol Malkim, that any type of work that is done, that in and of itself is going to be enough. So, although it's true, it was Litzarka, Litzarka, but at the end of the day, it did work. And being that it did work, it's going to be a problem. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, if there's Xeris Akasav, Afilu Reisha Nami. So then it should be true in the Reisha as well. Then why isn't it only if you did it Amanasha Tinoik Vitidosh? Even if you did it only Amanasha Tinoik, and it ended up being Dosh Me'ela, so it should be a problem. If it's based on Xeris Akasav, so the Xeris Akasav shouldn't discriminate, and it should be true in all cases. So the Gemara says, No, Holy Damio, Eloloha. Rashi says, Terutze. This is the Teretz of the Gemara. You want to know what the Teretz is the ratio, I have a tzushtel to a Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Mesechtes Para. Everybody agrees, it's talking about the laws of Para Aduma. What's this Mishnah? The Tanan, Shochin Ela Oif. If someone had a Para Aduma, and an Oif came and arrested on top of it, that's not considered Avoida, it doesn't disqualify the Para Aduma. Ola Leo Zachar. If, however, the Para Aduma made it, because the Zachar came on top of it, Psul, it's going to be possible. Mar says, my time, but what's the difference? Why Shochin Ela Oif is Ksheira, Ola Leo Zachar, Psula? And by the way, both of these things seem to have happened in the Melo. It's not like you did it. It was Shachin Aleh Oif. It was Allah Aleh Zachar. So why one is a Kosh and one is a Pasol? The Gemara says, Kedir Rapop, it's based on Rapop, Satam Rapop, Rapop, Satam Iksiv, Ubad, Vikarinon, Ubad, Havamino, Afilam, Melo. So if you look at the Pasik, going back to Egla Rufa, again, we're jumping from Egla Rufa to Paraduma, back to Egla Rufa, but it's all the same. So as it relates to the Egla Rufa, so the Torah says, Asheloi Ubadba. It has to be an animal that was Loi Ubadba, because to the extent that it was Ubadba, then already it's going to be a problem. Says the Rapapa, had it said Ubad and decree bin Ubad, so Ubad is a Lashon Memela. Ubad, it happened. So Havamin, I would have thought I feel a Memela. Any Melacha that's done, even if you had zero intervention, it's going to be a problem. Viksiv Avad, Vikarinon Avad. And had the word been written and the way we pronounce the word be avad, so I would say you have to do it yourself. But hashta dechsev avad. But now that it says avad, vikarinon ubad, and it's pronounced ubad, what does that mean? Because if you look at the word, it says ayin beis dalet. The ksiv, meaning the way you would pronounce it without nekudos, is avad. But the kri is ubad. If you say avad, they're going to correct you, because the right way to say it is Ubad. So really, you have an Ovad and you have an Ubad. So what we say is that the requirement is, Be'inon, Ubad, Dum Yud Ovad. It has to be Ubad, meaning it's enough if it happens B'memelo, but only if it's Dum Yud Ovad. How so? My Ovad Nichale, Av Ubad Nichale. Just like Ovad, if you did it, obviously it's something that's Nichale, because otherwise you wouldn't do it. So too, if it's Ubad Memelo, but it's Nichale, so then too, it's going to be a problem. So you want to know why, when it comes to Egla Rufa Paradum, if something happens B'Memelo, you took the animal, you put it into a Rifka Amanaz Linoik, and it ended up being a Dosh. You want to know why that's not considered Malacha? The reason is because it happened B'Memelo, and it's Loi Nichale. This is not something you were necessarily looking for. You want to know why it was Shochin Aleh, or if it's Ksheira? Because again, it happened in Memela, and why would you be Nichale for something like that? As a result, the halacha is, it's going to be okay. There are times where if it happens by Memela, it's going to be an issue. When is that? That's going to be to the extent it was Allah le'azachar. Because although it's Ubad, but that Ubad is Dum Yud Avad, because it's Nichale. And being that it's Nichale, therefore it's going to be a problem. But the point, as it relates to our sugi, we're not learning Hilchas Egla Rufa or Hilchas Parah Aduma. We're learning Eilam Metzias. The shaila was, can you take a beged and be Shoitcha L'Tzar Chai U L'Tzar Chai? The Mishnah says that you could be Shoiteachit L'Tzar Tzarcha. You have to. Litzarcha is a problem. What if it's going to be both? So the Gemara said, I have an interesting tushtel from the laws of Egla Rufa and Paraduma, where you see over there that if your intention was for it to do melacha and also not to do melacha, it was the equivalent of litzarcha or litzarcha, that lach is, it's going to be possible. The answer, the short answer is, shani hasam damakra, it's gzeres hakasev, ashelo yubaba. If it's gzeres hakasev, it should always be true. No, that gzeres hakasev is limited. It's limited in scope, based on the principle of ubad dum yud avad. So just two R's before we go weiter. Number one, ubad dum yud avad sounds eerily similar to kiyutan dum yud kiyiten. This is not just a tzushtal. This is a Elu Metzias Gemara in the sugya of Yish Lemidas. The Gemara said that it says in the parasha of Machshirin, kiyiten, but really it's pronounced kiyutan, and we learn from there, yutan dum yudiyitain. This is ubad dum yudavad. What makes it even more interesting is both Gemaras are Rapapa. Rapapa is the one that said yutan dum yudiyitain, and Rapapa over here said that it's ubad dum yudavad. That's the first ha'ara. The second ha'ara is, Tosfos says that this whole shayla of litzar chai u litzar cha was only a shayla with regards to a ksos. The Mishnah said, Matzah ksus, menare echad l'shoishim yoyim, v'shoitcha l'tzarcha, avaloi l'chvoidai. And it was there and only there. That's where the Dibra Maschel of the beginning of the Gemara is, that iboilu l'tzarchai u l'tzarcha mai. But as it relates to all the other cases, it's not true. And Tosfos says, you see, it's not true. Because the Mishnah said, Matzah svarim kairu behen. Right, there's halachas that you're allowed to use it also. Meaning, I'm not allowed to cheshben. I'm using it mefurish. I'm learning from it. So you see, it's something that you're allowed to do. And Tosfos says, the reason is, because when somebody takes a beged or a ksus and he leaves it out for a while, he's more able to maybe leave it there for an extended period of time. And that's why there was a concern. And really, it's just the havana in the whole Gemara. Meaning, what would be the problem if it's l'tzarkai u l'tzarkai? it's worse because it's also, it's archaic. Like, what would be the issue? And that's really what's bothering Tosfos. And Tosfos is saying, you're right. Really, it shouldn't be a problem. And that's why if you look at the Gemara and you go through the sugya a little bit better, even on a simple Daf Yomi level, you're going to see that this was only an issue by a Ksos. And Tosfos says, there must be a Svara by Ksos. And Tosfos says, there is a Svara. The Svara is the Shemo Yanichena Shtucha Yoisa Mikidei Tzarka. But as it relates to all other items, Tosfos works it through over there. Enoch Inami, it's not going to be a problem. Either way, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Klei Kesef u Klei Nechoshes. If somebody finds Klei Kesef u Klei Nechoshes, Mishtamish ben Litzarkon, again, you're allowed to use a Litzarkon, Avaloi Lashachkon. Don't use it to the point where it's going to wear out. Meaning you have to use these kalim because otherwise they're going to go bad. But at the same time, don't overdo it. Klei zav u klei schuches. If you find kalim made of gold, a kalim made of schuches, lo yiga b'mach yov elio, then already you're not allowed to touch it. So the Gemara is giving a braisa that's going to elaborate on this idea. Tan rabbanan amitzi klei eitz. What if somebody finds kalim that are made of holtz, wood, mishtamish bahen? You're allowed to use it b'shvil shalai. So they shouldn't rot. If you don't use the wood, eventually it's going to rot. You're allowed to use it, and you're allowed to put even very hot foods on top of it. Or you can't put it literally on the fire. Because it's going to cause it to rub out. What if the kelim were made of silver? You're allowed to use it only with things that are cold. You can't even use it with something hot. Because you're going to cause it to become black. So my grefes are shovels. Kardumos are hatchets. You're allowed to use them for things that are soft, nothing that's too hard, because you're going to cause it to lose some of its matter, some of its material. Like the Mishnah said, just like Chassal said, these are laws, that relates to Av Shomer Aveda, same is true for a regular Shomer Pekod. I mean, if you're a Shomer Pekod and you're watching any of the aforementioned things, so all these halachas are going to apply. Frank the Gemara, what's the Gemara's kasha? Shomer Pekod, why are you busy with it? Meaning, let the owner, Rashi, Yovei, Bailam, Yishtamish, boy. Meaning, Bishlam, the Shomer Aveda, you don't know who the Bailam is, by definition. So obviously, you have to be busy with it. But a Shomer Pekodin, I understand, the same guy that gave you the Pekodin, now you should call him and say, listen, every 30 days, you have to come and figure out, learn from the Sefer, or do whatever it is. So why are you busy with it? Meaning, you should be farming it out to him. Omer Rav Ada Bar Chama, Omer Rav Sheshes. So Rav Ada Bar Chama said the name Rav Sheshes. You have no choice, but you have to say that the price is talking about Bepikodoin Shaholchu Baleim the Medina Seyam. It's talking about where the Bailim's in the Medina Seyam. So if you're a Shomer Pekodin and the Bailim is not around, I mean, if he's around, then a Chinami, have him come over and do it. But to the extent that he's not around, then this is something already that you are going to have to do. Moving along. Motz Nasak Oikupa. The Chaldova Shein Darko Lito. On this Gemara that we're about to learn right now is in the conversation of the most famous Gemara here in Perek Eilu Metzias. That's saying a lot because the whole Eilu Metzias is on some level famous. We all knew it once. But the point is that this Gemara in particular stands very, very much out. And really, it begins with a Braisa that is going to darshan one word in the Parsha of Hashavas Aveda. It's the word V'hissalamta. So, the Torah says, "Loisira eshayra chicha oyeseyoy nidachim vehisalamta mehem hashev teshivim lachicha." So this pasuk reads a little like Rabbi Yochanan's members in the beginning of the daf, right? A person shouldn't see his friend's shayr or his friend say nidachim. They're far away, they're lost. Vehisalamta mehem and turn a blind eye. Meaning, don't see your friend's shayr say and turn a blind eye. That's just another way of saying, don't turn a blind eye. Rather, what should you do? The pasuk continues and says, let's say you don't know who your brother is, or he's far away. You should bring it into your house. And it should remain with you. And do a proper hashava. It's not only true for a shayar and a seh. It's true for a donkey. It's true for a simla. You can't be misalem. So the Gemara now is going to bring a braisa that's going to focus on the funny signon of the pasuk. It's just another way of saying but here it sounds almost like if you take that word out of context. Now, of course, You're not supposed to take that word out of context. But if you have a chalila did take that word out of context, that's almost what it would sound like. So the question is, why would the Torah say this pasuk in such an interesting way? It's that diktuk that the Gemara begins with. Says the Gemara. It's said in the Mishnah that if somebody finds a sakura kupa, or something that's ain't arkoi lital, it's not the derech for this individual to carry this item. Hareza lo yitol, don't take him. And automatically, how do you know this? A ton of rabbanon, because it says in the Torah, vehisalamta. Now, really, it doesn't say vehisalamta. I mean, it says vehisalamta. But it says lo yisira vehisalamta. But it says it as if there's a mitzvah saseh almost of vehisalamta. Says the Gemara, pa'amim sha'ata masalim. We learn from here that there are times that a person's allowed to be masalim, u pa'amim sha'ata masalim. There are times they're not allowed to be masalim. Ha'ketzad, how does this work? Koyu koyim vehi beves akvaris. If a person was a koyin and he sees an aved in a beves akvaris, oy shayu zakivain alfich foydai. Or if this is an elder person and it's ain alfich foydai for him to pick up this aveda, oy shayu sam melacha shaloi meruba mishal chaver. Or let's say if this person's going to pick up this aveda, he's going to end up losing more money than the value of the aveda. In all three of these cases, lokach nemar vehisalamta mehem, that person is allowed to be masalim. So let's just unpack these three things. Koyim vehi beveis akvaris, he's allowed to turn a blind eye. Why? Because it's also for him to walk into the beis akvaris. So essentially, what the Bryce seems to be saying is that the asay of hashavas aveda is not doicha the lois asay and the asay of a koyim beveis akvaris. Zokim vein alafich foyde, that doesn't involve any iser. But it's just not something that this person would do. It's ein alafich foyde, and because it's ein alafich foyde, that's also a time when a person's allowed to be mesalim. And then finally, that if I am going to have to not be able to work because of me returning the aveda, and my hefsid is going to be more than the hefsid of the aveda, that's also something that I'm not obligated to do. Now really, the background to that third thing is tomorrow's daf. We see in tomorrow's daf that if a person returns an aveda, so the Baal aveda is obligated to pay this person somewhat for his services. So if I'm going to break even, that's beseda, but if I'm going to end up losing money because my malach is meruba from the malach of the aveda, that's the third time where the Torah says, v'hisalamta. But the Gemara says, let's understand this, lema. It's the record. What do I need this pasuk for? Do I really need the pasuk for the koyim beveis akvaris? Pshita. It's so obvious. Without a pasuk, just based on the rules and regulations of any time there's a face-off between an S and a lois asay, I would know this halacha. How so? Hay asay, because hashavas aved is an asay. V'hay lois asay v'asay. And for a koyim to enter a beveis akvaris is a lois asay and asay. Last Rashi on the Yom, it says the lois asay is lenefesh lo yitam, but the asay is kedoshim yu. Fully asay asay v'dochi is lois asay v'asay. And everybody knows that even though asay is doichel, but asay is not doicha. Loisa say vasay. So it's pshita without the word this alamta. I would know that asay is not doicha. Loisa say vasay. Vesu. And another reason I shouldn't need a pasuk for this because leidachino nisurim mikami mamayno. This is interesting, and that is that although there's an asay for a person to return an aveda, but that asay is what the Gemara refers to as mamayno. It's an asay that's rooted in hilchis. Mamoin, return this person's money. It's like a mamoini gabach type of assay. And being that that's the case, there's no way that an issa v'heter of kidoshim yiu l'nefesh lo yitamo, which is rooted in iser, it's more of a ben adam lemakim type of thing, would ever be nitcha because of something that's only a ben adam lechaveri thing. So two reasons why I shouldn't need v'hisalamta to tell me that a kohen should not enter beis akvaris to return an aveda. Number one, because ein asay doicha lois asay v'asay, and number two, one is misura, the other one is mamon. All the rishonim, and I am related rabbis. This is one of the most famous the Mukhe Yosefs ever. All the rishonim discuss right here on this gemara. Why didn't the gemara say even better? The reason it should be poshid that the asay of hashavas aveda shouldn't be able to be doicha the isner of kayanim is because it's not the idna. Because when are you making the mitzvah hashavas aveda? When you physically return the aveda. First the kayan's going to enter the beis hakfaris, then he's going to return it, meaning the two things are not happening at the same time. Because they're not happening at the same time, that's esay doicha loisa asay 101, that the only time you say tchiyah is when the two things happen simultaneously. Why the Gemara didn't say that is a mystery, and that's something that the Rishonim discuss in very, very great detail. The Achrayim do as well. But either way, so the Gemara says, you can't tell me that this Alamta is coming to teach me this halacha, because I don't need a pasuk with this. Elo, Maybe I need a pasuk to teach me the situation where if my hefsid is going to end up being more than the hefsid of my chaver, so in that instance, there's no chiyuv esalim. But the Gemara says, I know that as well. Now, this is a pasuk that's talking about the totality of the Jewish people. Klal Yisrael is not going to have any of yoinim. But we learn from here halacha that shalcha koidim lishel kol adam. We learn from here that you're not mechuyev to lose as a result of this inyan, says the Gemara Elo Lizakim the Ena Lafik Voidoi. You have to say that this pasuk is coming to teach me the halacha of Zakim the Ena Lafik Voidoi. This is something that I do need a pasuk for. That's not something I know from the rules and regulations of Esed Eichalois. I say, that's not something that I know from the pasuk of Efes Ki Lo Ye Becha Evyoin. Rather, that's something that I would need the pasuk v'salamta. Now, to be clear, the Braisa brought v'salamta for all three. Meaning, once I have a hisalamta, so obviously I incorporate other things with the halachas v'salamta. But you're right. The chayvasei ba'ilamai of this drush of v'salamta is not coming to teach me kaim v'veis akvaris. It's not coming to teach me where it's shalcha, that's meruba mishal chaveray, but rather what it's coming to teach me is the halacha of zakein the eino lefich feder. So let's just hit the pause button for a second and talk a drop about the zakein the eino lefich feder. Number one, the Rambam, when he brings this halacha in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Gzeila Vaveda, so the Rambam says as follows: Motza sak oy kupa. If somebody finds a sack, or he finds a kupa, im hoya chacham, if this person was a chacham, oy, zake mechubad, or he was a zake mechubad, she'ein darko lito kelim elu b'yadai, where it's not the derech for him to carry things like this, enoy chayev lehitapel bahen, he's not obligated to get involved in these things. In other words, this is the halacha of zake v'ena lefich fayde. But the Rambam added just one word. He said, im hoya chacham, oy zake mechubad. It's clear that the Rambam holds that Zokin ve'ena lefich foide is lav dafka, but if the person is a chacham, that would be the same thing. Meaning, the point is that it's ena lefich foide. It doesn't mean dafka zokin. I mean, there are certain halachas that are negay, dafka and elterid, mepnei sevatakum. But this halacha doesn't require that a person be of a certain age. As long as he's a chacham, that in of itself would be enough. If you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, this is in Hilchas Mitziah Upekodin, it's page Reish Mem Dalid in the Yerudeya Choshem Mishpat Chelek. So, Shulchan Aruch HaRav says as follows: Vafilu Misha Einoi Talmud Chacham, Veloi Zokin Mechubad. Coming off the Lashon of the Rambam. Elish Nehu Ish Nechbad, Machmas Mai Macheres. He's a person that is a Bakovadig Mensch because of some other Milo that he has. Kigoin Oisher, he's wealthy. Oi Mishpacha, he has Yiches. Oi Doveracha. That person would be included in this halacha. Avil says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav very interestingly. What if someone is not chashav bein habrias? Rak shemagbia daitoy umechashav esatzmoy. But he thinks he's chashav bein habrias. Meaning, if you're chashav, it doesn't matter. It's because you're a Talmud Chacham. You're an elder mensch. You've seen the world. You have life experience. You've been through a lot. You're chashav because you're Gvir, you chashav because of the family that you come, so you're included in this halacha of Eino Lefich Voider. But let's say you're a person that nobody is machshav, but you're a little delusional. That's your milo. But the point is that in your mind, you think you're a chashav a person. Ein zucher, a person like that, there is a chayim and adin. Meaning, this person would be obligated to return it, FLP, even though she'ilu hoya shaloi lo yoyi machzirin la'atzmai. Right, his delusion is halacha l'maisa, meaning this person would never return this if it was his because of the fact in his mind he thinks he's chashav. But says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that's your headache. But in terms of you being potter from this mitzvah that's learned out from this halamta, that's already not something that you are going to have. There's a well-known tshuva from the Chavis Yar, certainly well known in our Chabura, because over the years we've mentioned it many times. It's in Simen Reishe, where the Chavis Yar was asked a question about a tzur b'mirabanan that is a charif, he was a baki, he was a masmid. Say he was a charif, baki, umasmid. He had alamailas, he was also yoidea nagin bekama mine klei zemer. He was also talented. It's a nice resume. But the point is, this person also knew how to play different musical instruments. And the question was, is he allowed to go to a chasana, get in the middle, and be mesamech, to chasan rekala, to be mekayim, that mitzvah? Or maybe The Shoyal asked, it was ena lefichvoidai for this person to do this. This was the question whether that was asked to the Chavos Yoar. So the Chavos Yoar said that if you think about the Shaila, really, what's at the root of the Shaila? Says we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis, Chacham shemachal al kvoidai, kvoidai machal. So if a Chacham is allowed to be machal al kvoidai, so it's true this person is a charef, a baki, and a masmid, but even if you feel that it's somewhat belittling his greatness for him to be standing and, I don't know, making himself silly to be Mesameh Chasa Mekalo, but at the end of the day, he's allowed to be Moichel HaKvoidoi. Chacham Shemoichel HaKvoidoi. A Melech, for example, can't be Moichel HaKvoidoi. Nasi, that's already a Shmuz. A Rabbim, that's a whole sugi, if they could be Moichel HaKvoidoi. But a Chacham can be Moichel HaKvoidoi. It's a Mefurish Gemara. So based on that, it should be Pasha. But said the Chavos Yoar, what was the Shaila? The Shaila was that it could be a Chacham can only be Moichel HaKvoidoi. But maybe it can't be Moichel HaKvoidoi. Maybe that's not something already that you're allowed to do. And being that he can't maybe be Moichel al Bezioinoi, so could be this would be an issue. Now the Chavos Yoar said like this, that's already a good Shaila. Could a Chacham be Moichel al Bezioinoi? Now he said, as it relates to this case, for someone to be Mesameh Chasam Ekal and act silly, is that Bezioinus? He said, I don't think so. But he said, Lahagdo Tar Ladira, I'm going to go with your Hanacha, that really it's a Bezioin, and let's investigate this Shaila. Could a Chacham be Moichel al Bezioinoi, or could a Chacham not be Moichel al Bezioinoi? Says the Chavos Yoar that the Fizeh Hoyanira Lechoira, the Toli Beplukta de Ravasa. I think it's a Machloikis Rishonim, it's a Machloikis between the Rambam and the Rosh, and where is this Machloikis Rambam and Rosh? It's our Gemara. But from Mitzia Daflam and Amenav. Because the Gemara learns from the Pasuk V'salamta, Pomim Sha'atim Esalim. And as we saw, one of the three things, in fact, the Ikra thing that's learned out from this Pasuk, is a Zokin V'ein Olofi Chvoidi. A Zokin, a Lav Davka Zokin. He could be a Chacham, he could be an Oysher, he could be a Meyuchis. Any person for whom it's Ein Olofi Chvoidi to do this act of carrying this Aveda in the street, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Shavas Aveda, he's not obligated to do so. What happens if the Zokin says that, I know the Torah said V'salamta, but I want to do it anyways. Is it going to be okay, or is it not going to be okay? So Machlokes Rambam and Rosh. The Rambam in Perikid Aleph Aloch Yitzayim Hilchus Gzeil Aveda says that if someone's a Baal Nefesh, he should be Machmer, and even if it's Eino Lefich Voidai, he should still go and he should still return the Aveda. The Rosh is Choylek. The Rosh says it's also for a Zokin Eino Lefich Voidai to return it. Said the Chavos Yoar, what's the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh? The Machlokes is the Shiloh, where you find this idea of a Chacham or a Zokin. These people that can be Moichel HaKvoidam, what about for Bezioinam? Could be Moichel al Bezioinam, or could they not be Moichel al Bezioinam? The Rambam must have held that just like a Chacham could be Moichel al Kvoide, he could also be Moichel al Bezioinam, even though it's Ein Olofi Kvoide in the sense that it's a Bezioin. But so what? A Baal Nefesh should do the mitzvah. V'salamta is a Ptor, and if you don't want to be Soinuch on the Ptor, you don't have to. Adarabba, Tovay Olecha Bracha. And that's what you should do. But the Rosh must have held that a Chacham can't be Moichel al Bezioinam. And being that he can't be Moichel al Bezioinam, it's not going to be okay. Now he says right away, the Ein Loima, don't tell me, that Loilam the Rosh holds that a Chacham could be Moichel al Bezioinam. It's Tafke here in Hashavas Aveda where it says the Hisalamta. Meaning, maybe Pshat in the Rosh is not a very cloyous digger halacha that a Chacham can never be Moichel al Bezioinam. Maybe really he could be Moichel al Bezioinam. But he's coming from a word in the Torah of Hisalamta. And the Rosh was arguing with the Rambam how you teach the drush of Hisalamta. Not Pomim Shatu Yochel Lisalim, Pomim Shatu Chayiv Lisalim. But it could be, as it relates to being Menagin Lifnei Chasa V'Kal over there, if this person who's a Charev and a Baki and a Masmin, and he's also Yodei and Nagin, and if that's something that he wants, Adra, maybe he could do that. But says the Chavos Yoar, it's a mistake. And the reason it's a mistake is because the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, shtelsu this halacha of Hisalamta, Pomim Shatu Misalim, to the general idea of Gadol Kavod Abriya, but he says it's mavur in Sugiyas Hashas that this halacha v'salamta is a binyanav, that it's really a limud in how you're supposed to understand the laws of Kavod Abriyos and the laws of the interaction and sometimes the conflict that comes about between, on the one hand, I have a mitzvah to do something, but on the other hand, it's going to involve bezioinus and it's going to involve a lack of Kavod Abriyos. So says the Chavos Yoar, being that it's mefurish in the sugi and brachas, yotes amabez, that v'salamta is not a din that's Proteus and Meyuchad to the laws of Hashavas Aveda, it's Pasha, whatever the Shitas HaRosh is going to be here, it's going to have to be the Shitas HaRosh and call it Teir Kula. And if that's the case, Zokteb and Muschurishin, really it's going to be telling this Machloikis, the Rosh and the Rambam. So we have a very Yesoidist thing in Machloikis, Rosh and Rambam, how to understand the Josh of the Salamto, that's Negei, as we saw, even the laws of Simchas Chasam Akal, it's Negei, really a lot of different dinim. Now this Chavos Yoar goes weiter, and he talks about how you find that there were different Sadikim that used to get involved involved, they would roll their sleeves up to prepare for Shabbos. And he says, you find there were different tzaddikim that they would build sukkahs by themselves. And the David mefazes u'mecharker. And you know, Michal Bashan saw it, and she was very unhappy, but she was punished for what happened. David HaMelech, at the end of the day, he was mefazes u'mecharker, even though he was a melech, and still this was something that he did. So how does this shtim with the Rosh and the Rambam? So this whole Chavis Yor, it's a very, very important tshuva. In Kana Makam Laharech, the Bir Halacha brings it in Simen Reish Nun, when the Bir Halacha comments on the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that says that every person yishtadol lahochim ba'atzmai shum davar letzorchei Shabbos. Ki Rav Chizda hoyim mechatech hayerek tak tak. V'Rab Yosef hoyim mevakin neitzim. V'Rab Zera hoyim madal ko'esh. V'Rab Nachman hoyim mesakin abayis. Etc. etc. So it's over there that the Bir Halacha brings this very, very important Chavis Yor. But either way, just a very, very critical tshuva. Just one other ha'ara that I saw in the Sefer Shor Mitzonim Ba'Halacha from Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun. See, he says something very interesting. He says, Nishalti. I was asked the following question. Somebody came over to me. He said he found an Aveda. He knows who the Aveda belongs to. He said, but if I return the Aveda to that person is going to be embarrassed because he's going to be mevuyish why he has this thing that I'm returning to. So he wanted to know if you have the halach of Zokim ve'en lefich foydai. He said, Zokim ve'en lefich foydai is always where it's ein lefich foydai shall meshav aveda. He says, what if this person is going to suddenly start turning colors because nobody was really supposed to know he had this? Is there a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda or is not a mitzvah Hashavas? He says he never saw the Shaila in the Poiskim. He says to him it's mistaber that it's the same thing. That at the end of the day, if Kavod Abrius is Doicha Hashavas Aveda based on the Salamta, he thinks it would go both ways. I and Shum, he's mafalfa with it a little bit. Either way, Zok the Gemara, Vaikte. Omar Rabo, Hikisha Chayev. Rashi says it's referring to someone that's a Eno Lefich Voidoi, but if he's a Kisha and he makes a haschala and he starts being a kind of mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, at that point, chayev, he's going to be chayev. Hoyul v'hischa, Rashi says, at that point, he's going to be chayev. Abaya, Havi Yosef Kameda Rabba. Abaya was sitting in front of Rab. Chazal lahanuch izi dekaim. And he saw there were goats that were there. Shok al kala v'shadabu. So he took a kala, he took a little bit of mud, and he threw it at them. On Malay, Rabba told Abaya, ichayvis bahu, once you do that, now you're mechuyev to return them. Kum adrinu, get up and do what you have to do. Meaning, Abaya was looking at these animals, and he threw something at them. The moment he threw something at them, at that point, Rabbah told him, now you're going to be chayev in Hashavas Aveda. And the reason he told him, now you're going to be chayev for Hashavas Aveda, is because of the fact that once you start and you're maskal and you do something, at that point, this is something that you're going to be obligated to do. Now, in terms of the segue, the reason the Gemara brought this story right here, after the drasha of the Hisalamta, is because Abaya was a zokim v'en lefich foydai, for him to take goats and for him to return it. So really, this is something that he would not have been obligated to do, but this is all incorporated in what Rabbi was telling him. He said that even though Be'etzim Yina Mechuyev, but you started, and once you start being Meshav Aveda, at that point, it's going to be too late. We're going to get back to this in a minute. Says the Gemara, Iboy Luhu, Darke Lahachse Besodo, Vein Darke Lahachse Be'er Mahu. What happens if you have a person where it's the derech for him to return an Aveda Besodo, but it's not the derech for him to return the Aveda Be'er? So this is a person who found an Aveda in the Sada. For him to return the Aveda in the Sada, that's his derech, meaning nobody's looking anyways, right? So what you do in the field is not going to harm you. However, the minute you come into a public area, people are going to see, now all of a sudden you're a shiny yid. At that point, this is already not something that you would do. So the question is this person who, if he found an aved in the sada, have a chiv to return, not have a chiv to return? What's the shalomim? Do we say hashavim al yubi'inon? That the mitzvah hashavas aveda is to do a full hashava, meaning it's not to take it halfway. It's not to give it a hitch from one place to another place. It's to return it all the way. And being that this person won't be able to finish the job, why not? Because he'll be potted a minute he comes into the city because it's already zokim ve'en lefich foydai. So therefore, it's not going to be an issue. Or maybe it could be in the field he is chayev. And the kibon the chayv lebesod. And once he's chayv in the field, the chayv lebeir. So now it's like the gemara we just had with Rabbi and Abaya. That once you start at that point, you're going to be chayv. Teiku. The gemara says for this, we're going to have to wait at Shiyav Elio. Again, what's the shayla? A gishmak shayla. You have a situation where for the person to start the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, it's not zokim vein lefich voidai. But for him to finish the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, it is going to be zokim vein lefich voidai. So the question is he obligated to start? We're not obligated to start. What are the two tzadim? Mitzad echad, you shouldn't be obligated to start. You're not going to be able to finish. Mitzad sheni, you should be obligated to start. Because the minute you start, you are going to be obligated to finish. Meaning, really, you're not obligated to finish. But once you start, you're obligated to finish. Because that's halach in Ilchas HaShavas Aveda. When you start doing the HaShavah, you're obligated to finish the HaShavah. So do we say that don't start because I don't have to finish? Or no, start because why not start? And fakert, the minute you start, now there'll be the new mechayiv of once you started, you're obligated to finish. So fakert, you are going to end up finishing. It's like a choyza chalila. It's a great catch 22. So the Gemara says, take what my Rava. Rava said, kol shebishalei machzer, b'shekadeir nami machzer. What's the rule as it relates to Zakim Ben Elifich Foyde? It's very simple. If this was your aveda, would you return it? Then if it's shel chaver, you should return it as well. Incidentally, Rava continued and said, the same is true as it relates to the laws of Prika Veti'ina. So Prika Veti'ina intersect a little bit, as we've already seen, and we'll continue to see, with the laws of Ashnavas Aveda. Prika is, if you see your friend's chamar, or even your enemy's chamar, and he has something on him, so there's a mitzvah of Ozev Tazev, to help the chamar, Tzar Balichayim, to remove all these packages. Ti'ina is just the opposite, Hakim Takim, to put it on top. But either way, it's the same principle. Kol Shabashaloi Perik V'toyim, Mishachaveir Nami Perik V'toyim. If this was something, if it was your animal, would you get involved in pre-kivitina? Then if it's your friend's animal, you should do the same thing. Right, just to be matim, give it a little time, the Rabbeinu Bechaya that we spoke out, I'm boring, so the Rabbeinu Bechaya that we spoke out that says that loisucha lesalein is a sif katan in the laws of the ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. So it's very gishmak. Meaning my chiyuv towards you in the laws of Ashavas Aveda are what I would do for myself. What's a v'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha? Mad daloch sni l'chavrach loisavet. Meaning, do for someone what I would do for myself. So it's very poshut. Kol b'shaloi machzer, b'shal chaver enami machzer. But if I wouldn't return it for myself, so then I'm not mechuyev to do it for you either, because my whole obligation is v'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. So to the extent that something that I would do for myself, then I'm obligated to do for you. So the principle of kol b'shaloi machzer, b'shal chaver enami machzer, zeh gishmak, alpi that Rabbeinu Bechaya, that loy sucha l'salim is like a loy sase counterpart to the mitzvah sase of v'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. Zok t'imara ha-maisa. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosef have a kazal b'urcha. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosef was once traveling. Pogat ba, ha-hu gavra, and he saw a person, ha-vadari pischa, the ufi, and this person, he had bundles of eitzim, and he was taking these bundles, and he was removing them from... And they were removed from his animal. So he told Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, would you help me take these things and put them back in my animal? Now Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi didn't want to, but at the same time he had a mitzvah of tina. He knew this was something that he's obligated to do. So he figured, let me get out of this. He told him, come shoven. He said, how much is this wood worth? He said, it's worth a half a zuz. He gave him a half a zuz, the afkara, and he made it hafkar. Meaning, he said, I'd rather buy the wood off of you then have a chiyuv to help you be busy with this wood. It's not something he wanted to do. So he just wrote him a check for a half a zuz, and he was done with it. Now, he didn't have any interest in the wood, so like the Gemara says, he was mafgrit. So as soon as this person heard that this guy just gave him a half a zuz for wood, and he was mafgrit, he said, perfect, zachavu. This is a win-win situation. He bought it right back. He did it again. And then he saw that this person wanted to be zeichen in again. So he said, we're going to be here all day. I'm going to end up spending a lot of money for wood that I don't want, and I'm going to end up doing the... avoid the hit that I'm not interested in doing either. So he said like this, the kuli alma afkarinu uluchalo afkarinu. So I want you to not be mafkarit, but I'll be mafkarit for the whole world, but I'm not being mafkarit for you. And being that I'm not being mafkarit for you, so that's for that reason, you can't take it. But the Gemara says, umi have a hefker? Ki agavim, does this even work? By the time we went to the Mishnah, Bishami says, hefker laniyim hefker, that if someone's mafkarit something only for aniyim, it's a hefker. But still, any hefker, actually, a hefker laniyim ulashirim kishmita. The only time something is hefker is if you mafkarit for everybody. So really, this can't work. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi told him, I'm not being mafgrit for you. But it really wasn't 100% the emes. Because he was being mafgrit for everybody. But he chapped that this person was an Amaritz. And he knew he wasn't going to know the laws of Hefker. Maybe he would think that loch is like Beishamai. I don't know. But the point is, he wasn't going to know. So therefore, he understood that this was a good way for him to get out. But the Gemara says, I don't understand the story. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi was a zokim ve'ena lefi chvoidai. So if that's the case, he was anyways not obligated to do this. So what's going on over here? Zokti Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, lefnim mishur esadin ruda'avet. What he was doing was lefnim mishur esadin. Funny, Rabbi Yosi, vo'idat lehem ze beis chayeyem. It says in the Pasuk, and this Pasuk in its entirety reads.
But the bottom line is that there's an inyan and maybe even a chiv to be mekayim mitzvahs and do things lefnim eshuras hadin. What he was doing was lefnim eshuras hadin. It wasn't something he was obligated to do. Afal pikein. By the way, this wasn't Ashavas Aveda. This was pre-Kivetino. But you see the laws of Zokivena Lechvichvoidoi intersect, and they relate there as well. And therefore, he did what he did in Hilchas Lefnim Eshur Sadin, meaning Itaka wasn't obligated to do it. We mentioned earlier the Rambam and the Rosh. But the point is, there was an element of Lefnim Eshur Sadin over here, and it's for that reason he didn't want to somehow not Bichlau be involved in this mitzvah. So he said, let me buy it for you, like this I'll be out. And then when he realized he was just running in circles, he came up with this patent, with this knech. But really, he wasn't evading a mitzvah, because at the end of the day, this is really something that he was not obligated to do. Before we go weiter, just one more ha'ara, and that is, so we mentioned earlier the Shittas HaRambam, that the Rambam says that the halach of Zokin ain't l'fichvoy, it's not only true for a Zokin, but it's true for a Chochem as well. The Mechaber, as you would expect, in Simen Reish Samech Gimel, brings the Lashon HaRambam. The Mechaber says, "Motza sakai kupa tzif aleph, my chacham oizokim mechubid, she'ein darko lito kelim elu b'yadei, ein echayv l'tapapem." The Vilna Gaon, his Bir Agro, says one line, "Im hoye chacham, af she'ein oizokim." Meaning, the Rambam saying clearly, if he's either a chacham or a zokim, he's not going to be obligated. So says the Gaon, "Im hoye chacham, af she'ein oizokim, kemoy abaya sham." Like you find by abaya over there, where's there? But the mitzvah daflam and amidbeis. In other words, we had a story where Abaya was sitting in front of Rabba, and Abaya saw goats that were lost, and he threw something at them. And Rabba told them that even though really you're potter from Hashavas Aveda, but now that you started the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, now all of a sudden you're going to have a chiv. Why was Abaya potter? What I mean, there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, because he was a zakim v'ena l'fichvoide. Says the goyim, you see from here, chacham afo pisha eno zakim. What does the goyim mean? He means because Abaya wasn't a zakim. He was a chacham, he was Abaya. But a zakin he wasn't. And because Abaya wasn't a zakin, so must be, says the guy, and this is the makar to the Rambam, that he sees zakin is lavdafka, but who adin a chacham? Now, how did the guy know that Abaya wasn't a zakin? Maybe Abaya was a zakin. How do you know it wasn't a zakin? So the truth is, the short answer is, it's back to the envelope arithmetic. Because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, daf yud chesam ad aleph, Rabba va Abaya, mid the base Eli Kaasu. Rabbi and Abaya both came from the family of Eli. Rabbi the Asik B'Toyer, Rabbi that learned Torah Chayar Ban Shin. He lived 40 years. Abaya the Asnak B'Toyer, but Gmilas Chasadim. Abaya that learned Torah and he did Gmilas Chasadim. Chayar Shit and Shin. He lived for 60 years. So we know there was a curse on the family of Eli, stating that Torah and Chesed is Megan Umatzel. So the Gemara says, Rabbi came from Eli, he was Isaac and Torah, he lived 40 years. Incidentally, some have the Gersa, not Rabba, but rather Rava. Abaya, who was Isaac and Torah and Gemilos Chasadim, he lived 60 years. So you see that how long did Abaya live? He lived 60 years. Now this story that happened with Abaya and Rabba together, right? That was the mice. Abaya threw something at the goats and Rabba told him, oh, now ready that you started, now ready you're going to have a Chiyav Ashnafa. Which means that this story could not have happened at the very, 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 very end of Abaya's life. To the extent that Rabba was alive, so by definition, Abaya couldn't have been at the end of his life. How do we know that? It's the Gemara at the very end of Masechta Sairis. The Gemara says that after Rabba was Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Hashiva. If you remember, the Gemara says that there was a big Shiloh, who should become Rosh Hashiva? Rabbi Yehuda was Nifter, and the question was, should they appoint Rabba as the Rosh Hashiva, or should they appoint Rabbi Yosef as the Rosh Hashiva? What was the Shiloh? The Shiloh was Rabba was a bigger Lamdin, but Rabbi Yosef was a bigger Baki. And the question was, Oika Harim V'Sinai, which one is Adif? So they sent a telegram to Eretz Yisrael, Sholchu Mitam, and they came back, Sinai Adif. But Afal Pikein, Rabbi Yosef didn't want to be Rosh Hashiva. And the reason is because the astrologers told him that he's going to be Rosh Hashiva for 2 years, and after the 2 years, he's going to end up leaving this world. So he says, so why do I have to expedite this? I might as well push it off a little bit. So Rabbi became Rosh Hashiva. How many years was he Rosh Hashiva? Chof Bei Shonim, 22 years. That's the raid we've spoken at in the past from Rav W. Weishlita, where you find that people sometimes were given a lease on life that lasted 22 years. You see, Rabbi Yosef got an extra 22 years of life. But the point is, Rabbi became Rosh Hashiva for 22 years. Then Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Hashiva, and he was Rosh Hashiva for how long? For 2.5 years. Not 2 years, what the astrologers told him. They almost got it right. It was for 2 years. So the Gemara says that after Rabbi Yosef was Nifter, Sabaya, Virava,
v'rabzeira v'rabba bar masna have yosfi. They had to figure out who's the next Rosh Hashiva. So the Gemara says, they said, call the Omer milsav le michrov have reisha. Whoever can ask a kasha and no one's going to be able to frag him up, he's going to be the next Rosh Hashiva. The kulu ifrach, everyone said something and got upgefragged. The abaya loy ifrach. Abaya not. Either way, Abaya became the next Rosh Hashiva. After Abaya, it ended up becoming Rava. That's the story in the beginning of Perikah Rei with the mice with Barhedia. But the bottom line is, Rabbi was Rosh Hashiva. After Rabbi passed away, then Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Hashiva for 2.5 years. And then afterwards, Abaya first became Rosh Hashiva. That means if it's Abaya and Rabbi, it can't be the last year of his life. I mean, it could be Soif Yomov, but it certainly can't be the end of his life. Now, we know the Mishnah says, Ben Shishim Lezikna. When is a person considered a Zakein? When he turns 60. So Zok the Gain, it's Pasha, this is what he means. That headed the Rambam know that Talach of Zakein, the end of the fight is left after Zakein, but it's a Chacham Oy Zakein. He knew it from Abaya, says the Gain. How do you know from Abaya? Because Abaya lived until he was 60. Now Abaya was Zoichet Zikna, but it was only in the last year of his life. This Maisa happened with Rabba. If it happened with Rabba, I am Soif Hoirius, and you're going to have that it couldn't have been at the last year of his life, because after Rabba was Nifter, Rabbi Yosef was first Rosh Hashiva for 2.5 years, and then afterwards Abaya was Malach. So okay, it could be Abaya's in his 50s, but it couldn't have been 60. So he never reached the age of Zikna, and still you see from the Gemara that he was part of HaMashavah's Haveda al-Zokim and al-Zikvoy. They must be that not only is Zokim part, but a chacham is going to be potter as well. Just to say this a little bit sharper, poshid aydi the chavivali, and that is that if you take a look at the Igeres from Rav Shmuel Goyen, which we very often quote, Rav Shmuel Goyen in his Igeres writes that Abaya passed away in the year Tofresh Memtes L'shtaris. So once upon a time they used to count L'minyan Ashtaris. That's a conversation for a whole nother day, but that's the way they used to do the minyan. So Rav Shmuel Goyen in Igeres says that Abaya was Nifter in the year Tofresh Memtes 649 for the minyan Shtaris. Now if Abaya passed away in the year before that, Rabba, Rav Shmuel Goyen says in his Igeres, was Nifter in the year Tofresh Lamed Aleph. It's Mefurish Rav Shmuel Goyen. So Rabba was Nifter 18 years before Abaya. That's the way it was. He was Nifter 18 years before Abaya. It's Mefurish in the Igeres from Rav Shmuel Goyen. And if it's Mefurish in the Igeres from Rav Shmuel Goyen, said this mice for Abaya v'Rabba, so Abaya is Machashtekal Yungaman Oichit, maybe. And if that's the case, it's Poshit, what the Goyen is saying. It's Poshit, meaning the Cheshbon is easy, why what the Goyen is saying has to be true, but it's really Mefurish in the Igeres from Rav Shmuel Goyen, Tofresh Memtes, Tofresh Lamed Aleph. So it was at least 18 plus, you have Rabbi Yosef's year. So for sure this happened many years. It had to have happened many years before Abaya turned 60. But I'll tell you something interesting. I saw in the Toldos Tanon Vamiram, and this is on Erech Rabba. So this is where he's talking about Rabba. So he says, you know, we have the Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says that Rabba and Abaya both came from Beis Eli. Rabba lived until he was 40 because he was Isaac in Torah. Abaya lived until he was 60 because he was Isaac in Torah and he was Isaac in Gemilos Chasadim. So he says that the emes is, it's a very big chiddush to say that Rabba only lived until he was 40. Now, the truth is, there is a Girsa Rava, but a lot of the Rishonim have the Girsa Rabba, not the Girsa Rava. And based on that Girsa, he says it's very, very shver. He says, why is it shver? He says, it's not just shver, it's a pella. He says, because do the math. If the Girsa Rav Shmuel Goyen says that Rabba was Nifter in the year Tofresh Lamed Aleph, and he lived 40 years, so when was he born? He was born in Tof Kuf Tzadik Aleph. If Abaya was Nifter, it's Mefurish in the Igeres from Rav Shmuel Goyen in Tofresh Memtes, and he lived 60 years, so when then was he born? He was born in Tof Kuf Peites. So Rabba was born in Tof Kuf Tzadik Aleph, and Abaya was born in Tof Kuf Peites. It's back of the envelope arithmetic, which would make Abaya 2 years older than Rabba, which is a plea atzuma, because everybody knows that who raised Abaya was Rabba. He called him Abaya because he was a Yosem, Me'avivu, Me'imai, Asher B'chay Yeruchim Yosem. But the point is, he says, how could it be? The math just doesn't work. So you have a Mefurish Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph. It doesn't stem with the Igeres of Shmuel Goyen and everything in the world that we know about Abaya and Rabba. Because Abaya was Nifter in Tofresh Memtes. He lived till he was 60, which means he was born in Tofkuf Peites. And Rabba was Nifter in Tofresh Lamed Aleph. He lived till he was 40, which means he was born in Tofkuf Tzadik Aleph. He's 2 years younger than Abaya. He says it's not tenable based on everything that we know. He has other kashas as well, and he says he holds Mikan Raya Berura L'Mashe Chidesh Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi in his Sefer Deiris HaRishonim, in his epic classic work.
Yidua, the Sefer Darius HaRishonim was written by a tremendous, tremendous Litvisha Goyen, Alpi, the Hira, Reb Chaim Brisker, and many of the Goyen Yisrael, because the Maskilim were writing a lot of different history works, and the Gedolim felt that somebody would have to dedicate his life to write the Torah, the history. So like this, the Yidin would understand what Unzerim Messiah is as it relates to Jewish history. That's the Darius HaRishonim. But Al-Kabar Mechelik Beis in Darius HaRishonim, he says that he makes a whole cheshbon that there's a grize in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yud Chesam and Aleph, and really what the Gemara means to say is that Rabbi and Abaye both lived until they were 60. They both lived, says if they both lived until they were 60, so again, then it's not shver, because then it comes out that Rabbi, who was nifted in Tafresh Lamed Aleph, wasn't born in Tafkuf Tzadik Aleph, he was born in Tafkuf Ayin Aleph. Now it's still interesting, because it comes out that Rabbi was born in Tafkuf Ayin Aleph, and Abaye was born in Tafkuf Pei Tes, which would make Rabbi 18 years older than Abaye. Say, yo, we know he was his uncle, and he raised him, and we think sometimes that he was much older than him. Wasn't much older than him. Certainly in Yenitzaitin, this is perfectly something that's matim, but Al-Kaponim, he says, I hold this cheshbon is poshet arayah she'enel of truth. But the bottom line is coming back to the Goyen. So the Goyen is saying that from the fact that Abaye is a Zokin, v'enel of fichvoyde, you see that Zokin is lavdafka. Right, Zokin is eshekon chachma sometimes. You see that Zokin is lavdafka. It's afilu chachma. How do you know from Abaye? If Abaye is together with the Rabba, then in our cheshbon, the oldest he could be is like 42 years old, at which point he's not a Zokin. If that's the case, it's a right in the Shittas Ram. Just to finish the Gemara. Amar. So we brought this Joshua. Yelchu zebik v'cholim. Says the Gemara. Hainu gemilus chasadim. Right, if you learn the Pasuk. So the Pasuk said, Vaitato lehem zebeis chayim. Es haderech. And then Yelchu Zubik Ucholim. So why do I need Yelchu Zubik Ucholim if it already says Es Haderech, which is Gmilus Chasadim? Meaning, isn't Bik Ucholim just a Sif Katan Gmilus Chasadim? Or it says, there's a special Chiddush in Yelchu Zubik Ucholim. If you're a Ben Gil, you're of the same mazel as the Chayla, you would have thought maybe don't do Bikur Chayim, Kamashmon and Yishut. Amar, Ben Giloi Noitel Echon Mishishim B'Chayim. The Ben Gil takes away 1/60th of the person's Chayim. Afilu Hachim Yibayil Le Mezag Abed. That's the Chiddush. He's still Mechuyif to go. Ba, Zuk Fura. Fake the Gemara. Same question. Hainu Gmilus Chasadim. Zak Gemara. Le Nitzrucha Elo Le Zakein Ve'eno Le Fichvayde. When it comes to Kfura, there's no Sugi of Zakein Ve'eno Le Fichvayde. Ache Yasun. Rabbi Yochanan said, that Yerushalayim was destroyed because the judges, they paskin based on Chayit Shemish, but the Gemara, Elodina, the Megista, Ladino. So here the Gemara is talking with sarcasm to Rabbi Yochanan, right? Just coming full circle. Rabbi Yochanan begins the daf with sarcasm, and now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, oh, they should have done Dina the Megista? So the Gemara says, Ele'ema, Shemidu Dineim al Dintayr, Vele'avdu Lefnim Meshur Sadin. What it means is that they went, Avdi Dintayr, they didn't go Lefnim Meshur Sadin, and because they didn't go Lefnim Meshur Sadin, and that's this cheshbon right here. Just to end with one ha'ara, this last gemara that we just learned is an exact repeat of a gemara that we learned together as a chabura not very long ago. It's a gemara bava kama daf kufa mar aleph. And then we focused very disproportionately on yelchu zubikur chayim. We said a whole bunch of different pshatim in what yelchu zubikur chayim is. One of the pshatim that we said over was from the Sefer Chutam HaSholish, where it's brought that the Ksav Sofer used to always say over a pshat in the name of Baron Rothschild. So Sofer of you, Dei Vois Bekever. Baron Rothschild once said that, what does it mean yelchu zubikur chayim? So he said that sometimes a person goes to be mevakel. It's a good, it's a very chashev zach, it's a very big mitzvah, but don't overstay your welcome. Meaning, there's an inyan to go, but at the same time, you have to understand that when it's time to leave. So he said, Yelchu zubikur chayilah, meaning that when a person goes to be mevakeh chayilah, he's supposed to know when it's time to go. So we mentioned over at the time that Yankee showed me that the Rambam in Hilchas Avu Perik Yedala Alochava, so the Rambam, when he talks about the laws of bikur chayilah, he says, "Anichnas avakis achoylo lo yeshne v'lo yagabi mita v'lo yagabi safso v'lo yagabi kise v'lo yagabi mokim gavoya v'lo yamayla mirashoysa elo misati v'yoshev l'mata mirashoysa umevakshna overachem v'yoytse." So the Rambam brings Hilchas Bikur Chayim, and then he says, "Go." V'yoytse, obviously, when you finish doing the mitzvah, v'yoytse. The Teretz says, the Rambam saying, "Ash yelchu zubikur chayim." It's part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to know when to come, and the mitzvah is to know when to leave. So, in Beis Medrash Beloy Chiddush, my brother-in-law Yaakov Mel showed me a beautiful Maramakim, and this is in the Sefer Gvuras Yitzchak from Yitzchak Sorotzkin Shlita. We know this Gemara. We've all learned it 1,000 times. The Gemara says that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was very sick. He was deathly ill, and Hashem sent Yeshaya Navi to come tell him that he's going to leave this world and why he's going to leave this world. So he comes to him, he tells him, you should know, you're going to lose your Olam Hazi, Olam Haba. He says, why? He said, Mishum Delo Yasak to the Periferivya, because you weren't Ois of the Periferivya. So he tells him back, Chizkiyo, the reason I wasn't Ois of because I made Cheshbonis, I saw Menashe was going to come for me. So he told him, Behadi Kavshid the Rachman, Olam Aloch, Mad the Mifkid the Salach, Asnei, the Idach, let the Abish take care of what the Abish has to take. That's not your business. You have a mitzvah purubu. You're supposed to do what you're supposed to do. So Chizkiyo told Yeshai, I hear what you're saying. He says, no, let's give Zechan Eitz. I have an idea. Why don't I marry your daughter? Maybe between me and you, we'll have so. He says, you don't understand, Chizkiyo. I just told you. I'm coming to you with a message from Hashem. I'm a Navi. It's over. You have no chance. So the Gemara says, Amale. So Chizkiyo told Yeshaya that Amoitz, Kale Nevu Oscha Vetzeh. He said, stop saying Nevu and leave. Kach Mikublani Bibes Abiyah. אפילו חרף חד המונחס על סבורי של אדם על ימנעת ממערחמים. Fakir, ein ben David ba elokishen is yashem and agul. It's tafka now. He says, you don't understand, right? That's what Tzadik quotes this Gemara in Divrei Sofim. He says, no, you just gave me the Nevu. You told me it's over. He says, it's that you're going to see the Yeshua. Now it's all going to come. Because tafka now, with a Navi, looked me in the eye and told me, you have no, Yeshaya Navi tells you it's over. That's Yish L'chayr, right? I would think, Vailuch Son Kes. Okay, it, you know, we lost it. It is what it is. We'll get him next time. Tafka now is when the Yeshua is going to come. But what's this Lashon? Ben Amos Kalin of Uascha Vitzeh. Sounds like he's throwing him out of the house, right? Don't let the door hit you on the way out. That's much what it sounds like. Chizkiyo HaMelech is talking to Yeshaya Navi. How can he say Kalin of Uascha? See, he said Moirudik. He says, really, Yeshaya Navi was coming for two purposes. He was coming to be Mevaka Chayla. Chizkiyo HaMelech is sick. You have to be Mevaka Chayla. But Naisnif is that while he's there, he says, no, I'm telling you my Navu. So he told him, Herzichtu, your Navu is not Negeya. I'm not listening to your Navu. If that's the case, and Hilchas Bikachaylam, it's time to leave because you overstayed your welcome. You were here literally. He wasn't throwing him out of the house. He told him it's a Rambam. The Rambam says Vitzei. I'm all daf and Aroiske. So he told him Kalim in Avuascha. I'm not. I'm throwing you out. Vitzei Poshen on the Rambam and Hilchas Avul. The Zalocha the Yoytzei. Incidentally, he brings it from the Brisker of that Mar Nagris said that Vitzei that the Yoytzei. The pshat in the Gemara Brachas is an egan pshat, but he said the Dik in the Rambam that the Yoytzei he brings b'shem Mar Nagris that the Gris learned up in this Rambam mamish this var that Amo you have to know when you're supposed to leave, but al kaponim that's the kalim in the Vuascha Vitzei.